So please raise the hand if you are here at first time for a retreat. Okay. We are going to have this retreat until 5 in the evening. So when you look at the schedule, you see there are many things: walking meditation, teaching, and lunch. There are many things. So when you look at this schedule, you might think, okay, we have some breaks with meditation. Because sometimes when you hear that retreat, day long retreat, you have an idea, oh, we are going to sit all day long. We are not going to do that, but make sure we are going to do one thing, which is we are trying to maintain mindfulness with every action. Think this is the starting point. From now, think strongly. Whatever you do, you are doing it with mindfulness. Then you will do everything mindfully. That is your plan. Whenever you do something without mindfulness, do not complain. Do not complain when you have mindfulness back. Think about, your mind might go off. Then you would recognize, oh, I was thinking something. You recognize that when you get mindfulness back. Sometimes we spend that time to complain to ourselves. So whenever you recognize, I was thinking something, now I'm back, then stay with it. Do not complain to yourself. So think strongly. You are going to practice mindfulness today. With Buddhist teachings, mindfulness is one of major things. And I strongly recommend you to introduce a discipline today, which is try to do everything on time. When you come into the hall, into this meditation room, plan to come there at least 2-3 minutes before sitting time, because we should help each other to grow. Do not disturb anybody. That is part of your practice. One who violates the silence do not have right to claim for silence. So do not violate the silence. If you really want to talk, if you really want to ask something, you have to know what you are asking. And especially when you talk about the silence, we are not talking about silence from words with sound. One basic level. But the deeper level is, you need to observe your mind. Stop chatting. Recognize it. Once when you recognize it, then you will stop it. We are doing, this is the practice. So since none of us is perfect, then recognize all the time, we are doing the practice. Whenever you recognize something against your practice, those are the steps. So do not feel bad. Recognize it. Next time you would catch it faster than the first time or earlier. So that is how we are going to spend the day today. Another important thing is, do not rush yourself. Do not rush yourself. Just think, some reason you late to come to come inside to this room, this meditation hall. But even though you recognize it, do not rush, then mindfully manage yourself to get here as soon as you can. Whenever you involve with any negative feeling, fear, recognize it, that is something you should not maintain. Protect yourself from those feelings. So major thing is disciplines. And this is something you are doing with your mind. Recognize this is an experiment. So from now to until 5, think strongly, I'm going to do my practice. So this morning we are going to do a little bit changing with our format. First of all, we are going to have some teachings about what we are doing. Afterward, we will start the meditation. So before we start sitting practice, I will show you how to sit down properly to practice meditation. When Buddha was talking about, when Buddha was starting to deliver his teaching, first with his few first teachings, he shared his teaching with meditators who have been practicing meditation long time. Then as a second step, he approached to the people who haven't practiced meditation before. So at that point, Buddha was starting to sharing the teaching, and he recognized this is very helpful somebody to start or somebody to think. We call it hindrances. So in this retreat, we are going to focus on those hindrances. Come back to your mind. Come back to yourself. In past years, or in past 5 years, in past last 10 years, to make yourself happy, what have you done? Now think, you won a lottery, or you hear that next week you are going to win a lottery. Can you list at least 10 things what you are going to do afterward? Look at that list. What's in there? Those are the things which is provide pleasure. By doing it, it brings you pleasure. We are looking happiness through pleasure, which means we have desire to sensual pleasure. Desire or pleasure is not a negative thing. Don't think that is negative, because if you start to think that is negative, then naturally we think I don't have it. Or if you even see it, you don't want to look at that because you don't like it. If you have a neighbor who always yelling at you, you do not want to see that neighbor anymore. If you have a family member who always yelling at you, you do not want to look at that person's face anymore. The similar way, if you think pleasure or desire is a negative thing, we don't want to look at that. So pleasure or desire is not a negative thing. That is a experience. We have to see what are the ways we are trying to bring happiness into us. Everything you can categorize into 5 categories: pictures, sounds, smell, food or taste, and feeling or touch. When you hear something you want to hear, it makes you happy. When you hear somebody's voice who you like, it makes you happy. When you hear somebody's voice who you don't like, it makes you unhappy. Happiness and unhappiness is subject to what? We think that voice bought happiness. We think that voice bought unhappiness. What is your sense experience? Really, what did you hear? You hear only sound. Then we are looking happiness with one side, which means we want all the positive things to receive. But that is our own my interpretation. All the time we are collecting those things. When you see a picture, when you see something you like to see, think about this. Sometimes in vacation, you want to go somewhere, it's beautiful. Before you go there, you become excited, thinking about that place. Think going there. Think about you are going to waterfall, or you are going from a beautiful park in a national forest. You are enjoying maybe hike. You are enjoying it while you are there, because you are enjoying the beauty. Are you taking that beauty back home with you? No, you leave it there. Sometimes when you go there with a waterfall or something, you just leave it there, then you return, you come back home. Again, by thinking, I want to go there back. Where is that beauty? We think that beauty is there. Your interpretation makes you to like for that sight. Then you recognize that as a beauty. If we have a same sight, it makes you unhappy. You would say, oh, that's an ugly sight. I don't like it anymore. Some people enjoy seeing New York, the busy or rush town. But for some people, they don't like it. Some people enjoy seeing waterfall. The some people who's living by waterfall, they even don't know that is whether it is beauty or not. Why is that two different feelings for the same experience? Our eyes have the same power. It's like a camera. Or the same brand, that same camera is, those are identical. You can take the same picture. But even the same picture, if five people took the same picture, you would have five angles. Nothing wrong with the camera. The one who's behind it makes the difference. What is behind it? Not your eyes, your mind. That is how we experience things. Then this mind involved with something, and also when your mind involved with something, mind decide I like these things, then you have desire to experience what you like. You have desire to not to experience what you don't like. It's all about desire. You have desire to not to see something what you don't want to see. You have desire to not to hear something what you don't want to hear. Whenever you get challenged to that desire, it makes you unhappy. Then we struggle with it. Once when you start to meditate, you are not free from all those things. You are physically, your body is here, but you are not free from the habit that you have introduced. So this habit continuously will provide things what you used to experience. That desire continuously seeks something to involve. Desire doesn't know whether it is beauty or ugly, whether it is positive or negative. You have desire to experience something, then the interpretation part comes. Then you involve either positively or negatively. That desire will provide you many things. When you hear that somebody is talking outside the meditation room, you think, oh, why those people, don't they know to not to disturb us? Now I am meditating, I am here trying to meditate my best, but these people are talking, they don't know, then your mind starts to complain. But when you hear birds singing or wind, no complaints for that. That is how we interpret and we find way to involve with something, then we struggle. But we think they are doing a mistake. We complain them, but not them. We are the one who's doing this complaint. That is part of this desire. In Pali, that's called Kama Chanda, desire for sensual pleasure. Human beings and all these living beings are looking for those things. Every time we are trying to feed our senses, we are trying to have sense experience for this sensual pleasure. We have desire. That makes us to come to the point, I am not satisfied. Think about every experience what you have done in the past to make you happy. Where are those things right now? Have you completely satisfied with that? Anything, can you find anything, either some kind of food or music or feeling or sensation, sound, anything? Have you ever satisfied in the past with something and think, okay, I have eaten this food, so in the future I do not have any desire to eat this kind of food anymore? Oh, I have had this experience before, now I'm satisfied, I don't want to have this feeling anymore. Have you ever find something to say like that? Have you ever says, now I'm totally happy with my house, so I don't want my house anymore? No, you don't say that. Because our true the sensual pleasure, we will never ever be totally satisfied. That's why Buddha said, on this sensual pleasure, we become slaves. As a slaves, we are continuously providing, doing things. Today, we don't have experience about slaves. But we can understand about them. Slaves cannot do what they want to do. They cannot sleep when they want to sleep. They even cannot eat what they want to eat. Everything, whatever their master asking to do, they has to do. Without question, they has to do that. That is how slaves were. But according to Buddha, we have five masters. We are continuously working for those five masters. I will never say, now I'm totally enough by seeing things, so then don't provide me any more sights. Your eyes will continually ask you to provide pictures. That's why we are moving from the TVs very fast, looking for digital and high definition, and still we are not satisfied. We need more and more. We need bigger and bigger screen. Even in the sound. But there are five kind of masters asking us to do things continuously. What is our job? We are running here and there to provide this pleasure through these senses, to satisfy these masters. Then we do not have freedom. Now you might say, well, I am free here today and until 5, and I am here to practice meditation. You are here from outside things, but still you are here with everything, with all the memories. And after meditation, you are planning to rush home to do things. You are planning to do things tomorrow. So that is where our mind at. Once when you recognize this first quality, which is desire for sensual pleasure, what should you do? Without reacting, you need to understand that I am here working as a slave for these things continuously. Recognize that you will never ever satisfied with those things, because since you haven't satisfied in the past, so since you haven't satisfied in the past, future will be the same. How many times you have given to you to things that you want to experience? So that will be the future too. So by bringing that wisdom, recognize it, then you can gradually stop running after, or you can gradually stop working for these masters. But if you want to stop gradually, you need to recognize it. You need to recognize this is not that important. In Buddhist teachings, we have a term called samsara. It's just a Pali term. Samsara means we are going with a continuous rebirth. Continuously, we will going in this samsara, that system, that entire idea we call as samsara. After death, we will have another rebirth. That is how we go. It is very easy to understand with this particular teaching. Which means, now think about, there are many things what you want to do still to make you happy. You are not done here, so you want to do many things. 10 years ago, you had another list. It is like a shopping list. All the time you are adding things that you want to do into this list. This list becoming longer and longer every time. Even if you have something from the list, next time you want something better than that. So then this list will never end. It will continuously growing. By end of this life, with death, again this list is not completed. You have decided to have this list again. That's make us to for the rebirth. That's leading to the another birth. By yesterday, we did not finish this list. That's why still we are continuing it with today. So this mind will continuously going in that way. That idea, it's called as creating and building the samsara. The one who's observing this part, then gradually recognizing these are not that important. Once when you see these are not that important, you are understanding that is not important, and then you are becoming a person who doesn't want those things. That is how you reduce the desire. Once when you reduce the desire, then you will stop adding things into the list. Then one by one things you will reduce by the list. Then enlightened beings means one who has totally reduced everything from the list. Satisfied with the life. That person would manage to live without adding things. That makes that person to be happy with every moment, with everything. But now what is our situation? You will end up by saying, I am unsatisfied, or I need this more. That is the difference with ordinary living beings and totally satisfied living beings we call enlightened beings. But our effort is bringing ourselves there. So to do that, as a first obstacle or as a first gate, we need to cross this gate we call desire for sensual pleasure. In the meditation practice, you can do that. That is what we are trying to practice today. That is what we are trying to do today. During the meditation, you might see many thoughts. Try to not to involve with any thoughts. Then sit without expecting painless time. Because when you hear pain, you think that is a negative. That is how we think. That is the reason we change the posture very fast. We don't like pain. You already have given idea to your body. You don't. We says I don't want to have painful body. That's a desire. Recognize it. But if it is very difficult you to sit down, then you can change the posture slowly and mindfully. But recognize that also part of the desire. Everything what comes to you, that is because of this desire. And try to not to involve with it, recognize it. Whatever we have trained with our life, those things will come one after another. Once you recognize it, then those will gradually stop coming to you. There you would find a quiet time, or painless time, or thoughtless time, experienceless time, or pleasureless time. So in this morning, with sitting meditation, once you sit down to practice meditation, what is your actual experience? What is the present moment? In the present moment, you would only have the feelings of your breath. Because that is the only active part in your body. Everything else, not the reality for you. Only the active part for the person who sit down is the breath and the blood flowing in the body. But we don't feel the blood flow. There you have to find most sensitive place for your breath. Allow your body to breathe, then find a most sensitive place for your breath. Some of you might feel inhale into one place or exhale into another place. That is depend on your physical body. Because we all have unique physical body. So there you need to find more sensitive place for your breath. Once you select this place, do not change it. Keep your attention there. Allow your body to breathe. Same time, stop thinking and arguing inside your mind. So your job is practice how to not to involve with anything or how to stay without doing anything. Whenever your mind involves with something, you don't know that. But you will catch it once when your mind came back to you. When your mind come back to you, be happy and appreciate, yeah, my mind came back. With that joy again, observe without complaining to you. Do not complain when you have your mindfulness back for the time that you didn't have mindfulness. Do not complain for that. Major thing is you need to love yourself, do everything as a best friend. Because best friends will forgive you for the mistakes. The similar way, whenever your mind go and involve in something, just smile at yourself, bring your attention back to you. And with friendliness, maintain the mindfulness. Maintaining mindfulness means you are maintaining your attention with present experience. Whenever your body involves the pain, whenever you have pain, do not think I need to change my body. Because I recognize this feeling. If that is your pain, then you need to respond. Do not name the pain as my pain. So don't claim anything as my, not my cushion. Even though you're sitting on this cushion, meditation cushion, and you might think, well, this is my place, my cushion. Whenever you place me or my there, then you are beginning to start some troubles. You are bringing some troubles to you. So at least just today, we have to experience this freedom without bringing troubles to us. So let's try this. Then we can discuss this later. Okay, so I'm going to show you how to sit down since we have some new people today. So in this morning, we are going to practice meditation, sitting meditation, until 10:15. Then we will have tea. So afterward, we will strongly follow in this schedule. So be aware what are the things going on at the time. And once when you come into this meditation room, plan to come few minutes early. So that if you come later, then you are disturbing others. So we should not do that. And make sure to come little early. So sometimes you might, once when you're about to come, then you might think, well, I have to go to bathroom. So prepare for those things beforehand to come to the right time. So that also preparation is very important. And here we are training something to our mind, which is really helpful to us. So, okay, you can start. Straighten your back, drop your shoulders, let your hands relax. Feel your breath. Do not control your breath. Just allow your body to breathe naturally. And think strongly. No matter what arises, I will not react. I am not a reactor. I am an observer. Allow your body to breathe naturally. Find a most sensitive place for your breath. That can be your upper lip, nostrils, inside the nose, chest, or your stomach. Find a most sensitive place for your inhalation and exhalation. Now keep your attention there. Allow your body to breathe naturally. Observe present breath. If your mind wanders, notice it gently and friendly. Bring your attention back to present breath. Observe this breath.